A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Major update on Cesaro's status ahead of AWX New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door. New Japan Pro Wrestling star forced to pull out of Forbidden Door. An AEW pillar is currently dealing with an injury. And we have a new Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Open Weight Champion. Hello and welcome to the Solo Sunday News with myself, Andrew Pollard, here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, follow, share, all of those things, but most importantly, be sure to have a really cool Sunday. Whatever you're doing, whether you've got loads of things planned, whether you've got absolutely zilch planned, I hope it all goes well for you. I hope your day goes super cool, but it's Forbidden Door Sunday. The Forbidden Door is open. It's here tonight, one of the most hotly anticipated pay-per-views of the entire year, in recent memory, to be honest. I mean, whether you're an AEW diehard or you are one of those weird people who have to hate on wrestling companies, either way, whichever way you're going, you can't get away from the fact that Forbidden Door, the concept of two promotions crossing over, colliding, is a mouth-watering one. And we do have Forbidden Door on the horizon tonight, and that has with it a lot of questions, such as, who, I feel like there's like a new day, join along at home, so I don't feel like a complete idiot in my man cave here. But yes, who is going to replace Bryan Danielson at the pay-per-view against Zack Sabre Jr.? Now, to me, going into Forbidden Door, the one match I was clamoring to see, hoping we would get, was Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. So while I'm hugely disappointed we aren't going to get that just yet, I do think we'll get it, obviously, at some point in the future. The talk, of course, is who is going to replace Bryan Danielson. And one name that keeps coming up in circles is a certain Cesaro, Claudio Castagnoli. Now, in terms of what the crack is with Cesaro, Claudio right now, Fightful Select has been reporting overnight, this was, that he's been training regularly at the Flatback School, the wrestling school that's ran by Sean Spears and Tyler Breeze. So Cesaro's been working in the ring, trying to get off some of that ring rust, which, I mean, let's face it, I'm sure he's going to have minimal ring rust anyway, because the dude is a freak athlete who's really, really good at this professional wrestling stuff. But yeah, he's been working, doing whatever he does in the ring. He's also been clearly lifting lots of weights because of his social media presence. If you follow him on any of the socials, you'll see that he's been working out hard. I think he's even got some powerlifting meeting, I think I saw, that's coming up. So yeah, Cesaro has been wrestling in a ring ahead of tonight. It's not known, obviously, whether or not he is going to be the one to replace Bryan Danielson against Zack Sabre Jr. tonight, but hey, if it's me and there's a way to make that match happen, a way to have Cesaro beat Claudio, be the replacement for Bryan, I am absolutely making that happen. Now, of course, Claudio Castagnoli is one of the best in-ring workers on the planet, as is Zack Sabre Jr. So if that is what we're going to see, then, hey, man, I am absolutely all for it. Of course, other names that people are throwing around is Johnny Gargano, who is in Chicago this weekend. I think it's for a fan event. To me, I don't think Johnny Wrestling fits, purely because when Brian made the announcement on Dynamite this past Wednesday that he had a replacement, a new member of the Blackpool Combat Club that would be able to technically wrestle with Zack Sabre Jr. and then brawl for Blood and Guts this coming Wednesday on Dynamite. To me, I don't think Johnny Gargano quite fits that mold in terms of the brawling. I think Cesaro can do that. I know some people maybe mentioned Samoa Joe coming back for this, which, I mean, I'd be cool with that. I think it might be a little bit of a letdown. Also, there was... I heard on the Solomon's list. Solomon's the Sounds Off. Jason Solomon always does awesome content. There was a list of 20 episodes of that recently, and somebody threw out the idea of Timothy Thatcher. And it's like, ooh, that's interesting. But no, I hope it'll be Claudio. We'll have to see tonight at Forbidden Door. One person we definitely will not be seeing, though, at Forbidden Door is Hiromu Takahashi. Now, this is, I mean, when Forbidden Door was announced as a concept, it was a case of like, you look at all the potential matches, you look at the dream matches, you look at the massive names, and unfortunately AEW's been hit badly by an injury bug lately, and also New Japan Pro Wrestling in terms of their side of things, Tomohiro Ishii has had to pull out of the four-way All Atlantic title match, and now Takahashi has not been able to travel to the US. This was news that was broke by AEW on Twitter to basically say that Takahashi has a fever and wasn't able to travel to the United States, so he will miss Forbidden Door, which originally it was Takahashi, it was Shingo Takagi, it was Sting and Darby Allin going up against the Young Bucks, El Fantasmo and Hikuleo. Now, the match is still going to happen, but rather than being an 8-man match, rather than being 4-on-4, it's going to be just a 6-man, 3-on-3. So you're going to have Shingo, Sting, Darby versus the Bucks and El Fantasmo. And for Hikuleo, he's just going to be on the apron. He's going to be in the corner of the Bucks and El Fantasmo. So that match is still happening, but there is no Takahashi, which is a massive shame. I mean, the dude is ridiculously talented. And I mean, I would have liked to have seen him in a singles match on a pay-per-view, but either way, we're not going to be seeing Takahashi at all, which is unfortunate, man. But in terms of unfortunate, talk about the AEW injury bug and Jungle Boy, you can add to the list now. So it's like, when is this going to end? It just seems like it's become like a running joke that every few days or even every day, there's like the news of another AEW star injured, another wrestling star injured. Of course, we've got Cody Rhodes over in the other place. And Jungle Boy, this is as per Dave Meltzer on the latest edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, Jungle Boy is dealing with a shoulder injury. Now, there's conflicting reports whether the injury was there before the ladder match. Jurassic Express obviously lost the AEW tag titles to the Young Bucks on the 15th of June edition of Dynamite. And there's some reports saying that the injury happened in that match. Some reports saying that the injury happened before that match, and that's why Jurassic Express dropped the titles. Either way, it's a bit of a blow for Jungle Boy, but also it's not, obviously no injury is a great injury, but it's not the worst time to have an injury if you're Jungle Boy, because storyline wise he's been taken out by Christian Cage, of course. He turned heel, I thought it was a brilliant promo on Dynamite this past Wednesday. Not quite sure you needed the Luke Perry stuff in there, but hey, it is what it is. It got him heat. That's as Bully Ray was probably fawning over that, because it's all about the heat, brother. Mm. But either way, the promo was gold, if you take that comment out of it anyway. But no, with Jungle Boy being out after that concerto and attack from Christian, then, I mean, if he is dealing with a real-life shoulder injury, you can just stay on the sidelines, recover from the injury, sell the storyline injury, and then you make your big return, and we'll see what happens with Jungle Boy. But yeah, it's another blow. I mean, you've got CM Punk out, you've got Bryan Danielson out, you've got Red Velvet out, you've got Anthony Bowens out, you've got Darius Martin out, you've got Kyle O'Reilly out, Bobby Fischer out. I'm sure there's somebody else as well. Obviously, legit Layla Hirsch is out. She's out for a while. And by God, Kenny Omega is out as well. So it's quite the injury list if you're Tony Khan. And hopefully we get as many of those people back ASAP, really. Now, in terms of New Japan Pro Wrestling, on that side of things, in terms of NJPW Strong, which is the New Japan arm out of Los Angeles, we have a new Strong Openweight champion, and it is Fred Rosser, the former Darren Young. Now, Rosser last night, it was a show that was taped back in May, I think, but it aired last night, NJPW Strong from Philadelphia, from the old ECW Arena, and Fred Rosser beat Filthy Tom Lawler, which I believe, I should have made a note of this, I'm sure it's 397 days that Filthy Tom had that title for. He was the inaugural champion of that one. The belt was created, it was a tournament. He beat Brody King in that back last April during the pandemic, which is kind of where NJPW Strong sprung from. It was a way to have New Japan Pro wrestlers still wrestle for New Japan, when they weren't able to travel to Japan. Filthy Tom Lawler, I mean, I'm a massive fan of that dude since I first saw him in MLW. In fact, when I started watching MLW properly on a weekly basis, he was the world champ, and he'd go on to lose that to Jacob Fatu. Then Jacob Fatu would have it for ages and then lose it to my boy Hammer, Big Hammer, Alex Hammerstone. But anyway, back to Fred Rosser. Beat Tom Lawler in an absolute war. If you have a way of watching this match, go up your way to watch it. It was a bloody brutal battle. I hella enjoyed it. If you're one of those people who've not seen what Fred Ross has been doing since he left WWE, if you're just thinking of he even referenced it himself actually after the match, he got a promo talk about, you might know him from the Nexus, you might know him from the Primetime Players, you might know him from when he had Bob Backlund with him, and he's just talking about how clearly he's very much a different animal now. He's a different beast. It's an absolute bomb burner of a match. Fred Rosser, your new Japan Pro Wrestling Strong open weight champion, tapping out Filthy Tom as well, not just beating him, tapping him out with a modified chicken wing into an STF. It was, yeah, it's a thing of beauty, a thing of brutal, brilliant beauty. Now, and also I should throw in as well, Ian Riccoboni and Matt Raywell on commentary. Man, that's a commentary team that I cannot get enough of. Ian Riccoboni, of course, the longtime voice of Ring of Honor, to me, possibly the best play-by-play guy in the business. And Matt Raywell has been phenomenal in Impact Wrestling. Having these two together calling the action, absolutely brilliant. If you have a chance to go and watch that match, go and watch it. Fred Rosser, Filthy Tom Lawler, and JPW Strong open weight title. I feel like I'm turning to Excalibur how quickly I'm talking now. The amount of details trying to get out there. Bah, 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 bah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
That poor, poor guy. Right, your questions. Always my favourite part of a Sunday. And we have plenty of questions, which I'm trying to get through quickly. Hector Garcia III, hey Hector. Happy Solo Sunday. If you had full access to all former WCPW talents but on one more show, who would you have in an opening match, a tag match, a trios match, and a headline main event? Now, I looked into this just to get a scope of the full roster of WCPW talent, of anybody who competed for WCPW, and I put together what I think are some pretty cool matches. I mean, the opener, I want to start hot, so I'm going with, I mentioned him before, Zack Sabre Jr. against Kurt Angle. That's my opener. A tag match, I'm thinking some form of British Strong Style, or some variation, whether it's two of the three, basically. So Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate. Two of those three, I'm not sure which two. Maybe, Tyler and Pete. We'll go with Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, Trent Seven on the outside, against Joey Hayes and Martin Kirby. Man, a big, massive fan of those two guys. Joey Hayes just... Yeah, I'll always take a chance to throw some love to the North Heels away. Seen him wrestle for PCW quite a lot over the years. And just the first time you see him, you just think, God, man, that guy's such a prick. Like, in the best possible way. So and Kirby's always just gold as well. So I'd have Kirby and Hayes versus Pete Dunne and Trent Seven. You say a trios match. I mean, you could turn that into a trios match, I guess. And I thought maybe Will Ospreay joins
Joey and Kirby. But I think, you know, I'm just going to go like heavy hitters for the trios. I've got Minoru Suzuki, Rey Fénix, and Penta El Zero versus Cody Rhodes, Drew Galloway, McIntyre, whatever, and Riddle. That's my trios. And the main event, it has to be a run back of Ricochet versus Will Ospreay. If you've not seen any of their WCPW matches, yeah. Right. Where are we then? So, Park Does Everything has got in touch. Happy Finn Dorday. Happy Finn Dorday, dude. Since it's been held in Chicago, is there a chance we could see a full heel turn from CM Punk? He has faked the injury and attacks the winner of the main event as they do the AEW Championship match on the same night. I like your thought process. I do not think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm happy to be worked. I'm happy to go along for the ride. I'm happy to be completely swerved by CM Punk. And this all be a ruse, this foot injury being faked the whole time. I'm cool for that. I would absolutely love to see it. I don't think that's the case. I think the injury is very much legit. I think we do see CM Punk. I mean, I think we'd have seen CM Punk anyway, but the fact that it's in Chicago, you have him turn up at the end. It writes itself where you have the AEW Interim Championship match and closing out the show. You have, I think it's going to be Moxley that wins the title. You have him holding the belt up. Then you have cool personality here. CM Punk comes out with his title and you have the classic belt versus belt. There we go. So I think we will see CM Punk. I don't think we're going to have, it'll be some elaborate work where he's not been injured and it's part of a heel team to facilitate a heel turn. But I mean, I'd be all for it if it happens. Dustin Centenac, hey Dustin, hello Andrew, happy Solo Sunday. Whenever Kenny Omega returns, we all know he'll get a huge pop. You mean a huge pop? But should he still have Don Callis as his manager? Or should he turn on him and be a full-on babyface? And we have a picture of a pooch. Thank you very much, Dustin. As always on a Sunday, send me your pet pictures. Always puts a smile on my face. Indeed, Kenny will get that huge pop. I think Callis will be with him at some point when he comes back. Maybe not that first night when you get the monster pop. But I think that Don Callis will be there sooner rather than later. And I mean, to me, it depends what direction you're going to go. I mean, clearly we're going to get at some point Kenny Omega versus Adam Cole. And in that, I think there's Kenny Omega as the babyface. Does he have the Bucks with him as babyfaces too? But I think, yeah, I think we do get the babyface turn. I think we do get Don Callis. I think maybe Don Callis ends up with Adam Cole, baby. I mean, not that Adam Cole needs a mouthpiece, of course, obviously, clearly not. But just, I mean, there's been so many times over the years we've had great talkers, great wrestlers who are great talkers and had a great mouthpiece with them. I think people sometimes get lost that when wrestlers have a manager who talks for them or with them, it's because the wrestler can't talk. Whereas sometimes it's a case of you have two great talkers and they just get the best out of each other and they make the whole act combined work really well. I mean, the obvious one that jumps out to me is Nick Bockwinkel and the great Bobby the Brain Heenan. Now, both of those guys could talk their ass off, and Nick Bockwinkel did not need a manager in that regard, but Bobby Heenan just added so much to that whole shtick. You also, I mean, CM Punk and Paul Heyman. Does CM Punk need a voice piece, a mouth box? No, absolutely not. But him and Heyman work so well together. So maybe it's Don Callis and Adam Cole, baby. And yeah, I think Kenny Omega is going to be clearly a babyface sooner rather than later whenever he returns. I think I've got two more questions. Right, this is going to get through really quick. Mark Solid, hey Mark. Morning, Andrew. Thoughts on what match will start in Forbidden Door? I'd start with the in member Cesaro Kofkoff versus Zach and end with the IWGP title match. Kick it off with a big pop and surprise end with a four-way main event. # this is the news. I love that picture. There's a picture of two pooches. I believe neither of those are Apollo. It's just two dogs going head to head, looking like almost like a classic fight poster. I am with you on one point there, Mark. I think for me, especially because I'm planning to stay up and watch this live, obviously it's going to be a 1 a.m. start for the UK. So whether I make it through the whole pay-per-view, that remains to be seen, because hey, if the Sandman comes knocking, I might fall asleep. And that's no indicator of the show. Just, hey, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be tired. So for me, I absolutely, because it's the match I want to see the most, would start the show with Zack Sabre Jr. versus his mystery opponent. And I believe that if it is indeed Claudio Castagnoli, Cesaro, that obviously is going to be a huge reaction from the crowd. It's a way to start the event off hot, the pay-per-view portion. Obviously, there's the pre-show as well, the buy-in. So yeah, I would absolutely start with Zack Sabre Jr. versus whoever. In the main event, I think I see where you're going with the IWGP World Heavyweight title of Okada versus Jay White versus Hangman Page versus Adam Cole, but I think it will end with the AEW Interim Championship because, like I said, I see CM Punk coming out to close the show, and that's going to be the big final shot is CM Punk with one title, okay, just staring down Moxley, or maybe Tanahashi. Hey, but I think Moxley with the other title. Right, quick last question. Colt Stanhausen, happy Solo Sunday. Happy Solo Sunday to yourself, Colton. I hope you have some good coffee tonight. Mate, always. Macho Man Randy Savage mug. Actually, I've just realized I'm doubling up. Macho Man Randy Savage mug, Miss Elizabeth t-shirt. Hey, I hope you have some good coffee to eat your news. Always, man. Who's your picks of the throne, Jade Cargill, as TBS champ? Personally, I think Chris Statlander is a perfect opponent to counter Jade's strength. I would 100% agree. For me, I've said it for a little while now, and especially since she's returned and kind of had that tweak to a character, I think Chris Statlander is the perfect choice. Again, because I'll always throw her in there whenever I get to mention anything about the AEW's women's division. I'd love for it to be legit Layla Hirsch, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it'll be Stat. I mean, you could have Britt Baker, DMD, my close personal friend, the good doctor. I think that could work. I don't know whether she'd be the one to beat Jay Cargill, but I'd love to see that rivalry, just like the bitchiness from, like, you know, that bitch against the role model. Just, I think that could be a really fun dynamic to see. I mean, Athena's in the equation right now. Hey, I'd love for it to be Serena Deeb as well. Give me as much Serena Deeb on TV as possible. But I think you're right with Chris Statlander. And that brings an end. Like I said, I feel like Excalibur today just... That will be the coffee and the energy drinks that you need on a Sunday morning. And with that, it brings an end to this Solo Sunday news. You'll be happily to hear. Be sure to come and follow us at WhatCultureWWE on the Twitter. Be sure to like, subscribe, share, comment, all that good stuff. Most importantly, have a great Sunday. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing, loads, doing nothing. If you've got things planned, great. If you haven't, it doesn't matter. You just enjoy that day. And enjoy Forbidden Door if you're staying up to watch it, or if you're going to watch it in the morning or whenever. It's maybe not the card that we were all hoping for. Because of certain issues that are out of control of AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling. But hey, I think Forbidden Door, it's going to be a great show. Let's just enjoy what we've got there. And let's hope for Claudio. Be sure to follow me at Coach Left Peg if you want. If you don't, I won't take it personally. It's cool. Have a great Sunday, and I will catch you next weekend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.